USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New disclosures by the National Legal and Policy Center show the Chinese Communist government contributed to the President Biden Center at University of Pennsylvania. Documents show the organization received $50 million from China after Biden announced his presidential bid in 2018. That was an increase of 400% from previous years. It's not clear if Biden was directly involved. A teenager is dead after deputies said she jumped out of a moving car while arguing with her mother Monday night on I-45 in Houston, Texas. Lieutenant Cook from the Harris County Sheriff's Office on KPRC 2 News.
On arrival, deputies learned that a juvenile female was confirmed deceased.
A rendition of the national anthem by 98-year-old World War II veteran Pete Dupre on a harmonica was played for the U.S. women's national soccer team on the Olympic send-off match. Two of the U.S. players turned their back on Old Glory. USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump list. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump list on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
Anyone that drove over the 4th of July weekend will tell you gas prices at the pump is doing no one any good. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That 312 is up 95 cents from a year ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, demand could be at an all-time high.
Gasoline demand over the July 4 holiday was amongst the highest in years as motorists took to the roads to celebrate Independence Day. We easily saw the highest gasoline consumption on record since the summer of 2019. And it's possible after additional data comes in that it indeed may have been close to record-setting gasoline demand.
Across the country, Mississippi had the lowest statewide average of $2.73 a gallon, while California had the highest at a whopping $4.28. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Let's get an update on the Surfside, Florida partial tower collapse last month. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower now stands at 28 after search and rescue teams pulled more victims from the rubble of the 12-story structure. Another 117 remain unaccounted for. Search efforts were periodically paused on Monday as the outer bands of Tropical Storm Elsa brought rain and lightning to the area. At a news conference Monday evening, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava praised the rescue crews, saying they've pushed ahead through many difficulties.
For 12 days, fire, smoke, and now wind and torrential rain. They are continuing the mission and the search of the collapse area. They've worked under this great difficulty, and they have pulled shifts to rotate because that's how much they want to be out there searching. The first responders are the most frustrated by any delays we have experienced. Truly, they live to save lives.
The Montreal Canadiens avoided a sweep of the Stanley Cup Finals Monday night as they defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in overtime in Game 4, thanks to Josh Anderson's game winner. Filmmaker Richard Donner, who directed 1978 Superman and mastered the Lethal Weapon franchise, has died in Los Angeles, California, Monday. He was 91. Steven Spielberg said being in his circle was akin to hanging out with your favorite coach, smartest professor, fiercest motivator, most endearing friend, and staunchest ally. I'm Lance Pry. USA Radio News.